This is GQDN for Monday, June 12th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/groupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, let's just say we're going to go over everything that happened between the weekly show that was Saturday night to today, which is a lot. So, without further ado, we will get to Push Square, because they're saying that Sony's partnership with Square Enix has never been stronger. That's a quote, exact title. Thank you, Push Square. And Jim Ryan did make an appearance at Final Fantasy XVI's pre-launch event when he said that the company's relationship, quote, has never been stronger, end quote. In fact, he also said, quote, that the company goes back to the start of PlayStation's existence and everything we do together and your commitment to our brand and business. So, he was out talking with the fans during the Final Fantasy XVI event that was last night. In fact, GamesHub.com did say that the demo is out today. In fact, it is out on PlayStation 5. And from what I've seen, which is out right now, they went through one of the boss hunt battles, one of the monster hunt battles, and it was very interesting to see how the fight goes. So if you want to go see it, they did put it up on the Square Enix YouTube channel. So along with that, they were also showcasing some of the people that were there on their streams playing the game in the free demo for their allotted time, which means you got to see the first sentient on sentient fight, which that too was pretty good looking. But hey, this is not supposed to be an opinionated piece, right? So, like I said, the demo is out, and it was out at 1 a.m. Pacific time, which means it was out 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time today. And it's all over the world right now. Now, PlayStation 5 version, Final Fantasy 16, only on PlayStation 5, I should say, is $70, and that's a Prime price, Amazon Prime, that is. So yeah, go ahead, go take a look at it. And they did a lot of things. They did a lot of, like, deep dive type things. So maybe we'll get into that there during the weekly show. Maybe. Because, according to IGN.com, Xbox had their announcements. Everything that can be played from this week all the way, or basically anything that will be able to download all the way up to middle of next year. So here are the games that they were talking about, and Fable was among the first. So that did it does look like an RPG type, or yeah, role playing type game, and it's kind of like a Jack and the Beanstalk type storyline. So very curious. Yes, and he showed up too. Keanu Reeves did show up in the showcase, and he revealed that Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty did get its trailer and a release date. So, Cyberpunk 2077 expansion will be coming on September 26th. And Keanu Reeves did return to the game with some new content and a new area of Night City. So all you Cyberpunk 2077 fans, should be very excited about that. Now, Avowed is also coming in 2024. Now, Avowed is once again an RPG-type game, and it'll be on Game Pass and Series X and S. Does not have an exact release date, but according to Xbox's Twitter, they did say, quote, oh no, I'll get to that here in a minute. That's different. But still, coming in 2024, okay, that'll be fine. But what I was getting to was the new Xbox Series S. A 1 terabyte Xbox that is done in cobalt black. In fact, Xbox did say on Twitter, quote, hello, tall, dark, and handsome. Xbox Series S, 1 terabyte available, 9/1. Pre-order starts later today. Well, it's already on. So if you want it, it is on pre-order. And by the way, it retails for $350, which is $50 more than the 512 gigabyte Xbox Series S. Okay, more memory, so yeah, I get that. Also, Starfield did get a little bit of a pre-showcase, but we'll get to that here in a minute. But they did have quite the trailer, and it does look pretty good. And there's also Compulsion Games South of Midnight, which will be also on PC via Steam. So hey, it'll be out for a lot more people. So the game, you can see quite the character playing guitar on the river, while the main character, Hazel, was looking for a monster with a teeth of knives. Looks like an RPG to me. Oh, one of the things we'll also be talking about is Ubisoft Forward. In fact, on the Xbox showcase, they did have Star Wars Outlaws. We'll talk about that in the Ubisoft Forward part. But they're saying that it will come out in 2024, so we'll see. Then you saw two cars going down the road. Forza Motorsport is coming this October, and it'll be October 10th. So if you like Forza, gentlemen and ladies, start your engines. Should I say ladies and gentlemen? My brain's not working right. Anyway, Clockwork Revolution was also revealed. Now that's a new game from an exile, and it did say that it's coming in due time, which is really cute. So you can play that role-playing type game, probably in about a year's time, I would think. Also, Metaphor Revenzo is coming from the creators from Persona. So it is a Persona type game, but is an RPG game, but with a new world, and it will come out sometime next year. Now there's also a co-op action game, and it's called 33 Immortals. This is done by Spiritfarer. I'm sorry, the Thunder Lotus studio behind Spiritfarer. And it did have some hand-drawn visuals, and the game does support 33 players at once. So, it's a team-up, definitely. Oh, all I'm going to say is Payday 3. Yep, that's coming on Xbox Series X and X September 1st. 21st, that is. September 21st. So, yeah. More heisting! Oh, wait, did we say something about Persona? Well, Persona 3 Reload was revealed, so we're going to have a remake on Xbox. And the game will be coming early next year. And it'll be going to Xbox Game Pass, which means it'll be on PC, most likely. And it does bring an updated Persona 3. It'll look like Persona 5. Speaking of Persona 5, Tactica was revealed. So, Atlas did accidentally leak it. So, Xbox Game Showcase did have to reveal it. So, there you go, people. Persona 5 will be on Game Pass November 17th. Sea of Thieves did get a Monkey Island crossover, and that'll be coming in July 20th. So, Monkey Island will be in 3D. And, well, of course, you get to have Flight Simulator with some new features to it. So, they'll get a Dune crossover, which will get the Thopter on November 3rd, along with other things. So new saga, Hellblade 2 is coming next year as well. And it'll be sometime next year, so I would imagine late next year, personally. And there was also Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. And that too will be sometime next year. Probably late, because all they showed was just a video of a guy in the nude. He showed up on American Shoreline, and he's speaking in Japanese. And he's like, what the blank? What the flip? Oh, Fallout people, 76 Atlantic City. The expansion's coming soon. Interesting video there. Capcom also revealed Path of the Goddess. So that's an action-focused game with some horror-type things to it. Looks like a little bit of Diablo for me. Towerborn was also announced for the Banasaga's creators. And that will come to Game Pass in 2024. Still the Wakes is going to be a horror game, and that will be also in 2024. We got a good cinematic for that one. Dungeons of Hindenburg, a dungeon crawler, will be coming out early 2024 as well. And a nice little cinematic for that. And Elder Scrolls Online Necrom, The Shadow Over Morrowind, will be coming on June 20th. That one does look interesting. Including Cities Skylines 2, and now becoming in October 24th. So, prepare to build, people. and Jusant will be coming to Game Pass this fall as well. So you'll be scaling some cliffs. Now, going back, they did do a deep dive into Starfield, and they're going over the different ships you could use, the different battles, the ways you can fight, which did catch my interest, along with exploration, because it is space, and you can go to different planets this time. So, what did you think about that showcase? We will discuss that one in the weekly show, but you can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. But we get into what Phil Spencer is saying with the release of an Xbox with major upgrades via IGN. And he did say that it, quote, doesn't feel imperative. He also said, quote, that's not the feedback we're getting right now. Right now, we're pretty set on the hardware we have. And that's what he told to Bloomberg. So we shall see what happens, because the 1 terabyte SSD storage is still priced at $350. And like it was said, it's $50 higher than the original Xbox Series S. So we know that there's some talk about maybe getting a new console out there for Xbox, but apparently Phil Spencer is not ready for it, which is fine. Now, the PC game trailers did come out too, and we'll talk about a few of them, not all of them, such as Frostpunk 2. So basically that was a new trailer for that one. This comes to us from rockpapershotgun.com. Novalis also did get a story trailer there to it as well. And so did Jump Light Odyssey. And that'll be on the Steam Next Fest demo. So that'll be next week for that demo. All of them looks pretty interesting. Dorf is basically a heavy metal strategy game and is not to be confused with Dorf-O-Matic. So we'll see what players will think about that. Sulfur is an extraction shooter with demons. And Pax Day is a new fantasy MMO, which is really a part of Europe. That'll be more on Steam. And they did get 60 more seconds of Path of Exile 2 footage. So, very interesting there. Along with Critter Cove, it's a pretty chill island life sim. Easy game. Easy to get along game. And Shadow Gambit, The Cursed Crew. And that'll be coming out on August 17th. So if you're interested in that one. And that goes along with Stormgate. And that does get a pre-alpha 1v1 game that was in the footage. So that'll be coming in closed beta in late July. So here in about a few weeks. Baldur's Gate 3 did show its ugly face. So that too was very interesting. Along with a new Roman city builder called Nova Roma. So if you're into that stuff. And that'll be coming out in 2024. Sand also looked pretty interesting too, because that's a PvPvE, so you're out versus people and the environment itself. Along with, well, more sand, it's Dune Awakening did show its alpha footage. And that is not going to come out till probably next year or the year after. So we'll see what happens. Now, Ubisoft Forward did have their stuff in there too, such as Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora. So yeah, there's a whole lot of gameplay and explanation with that one. And that would go with the game trailer that was showed. It includes some of the combat specifics to it. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, did get into a deeper dive into that one, because that was shown in the Xbox series. And it did show how you would face off against an enemy or even a boss. So there was some gameplay there. But not just that. On Netflix, they're going to have Far Cry, a TV series called Captain Laserhawk, a Blood Dragon remix. So they're going futuristic with Far Cry. Very, very interesting. And that was after Far Cry, or during Far Cry 3, if my memory serves. That was a pretty interesting trailer. Now we get into The Division Resurgence, because that goes in for beta June 23rd. And Skull and Bones, here we go. The closed beta for that one. Is it on or is it not? Well, it's on now for August 25th through the 28th for the closed beta. But you can sign up for that one if you so wish, which I believe signups are going on right now. But again, I could be wrong. Now, Roller Champions and Jet Set Radio doing a little combination for a roller derby game called Roller Champions. Yep, so Jet Set Radio setting off Roller Champions. That'd be interesting. Riders Republic, a little bit of skateboarding. So that's in the Ubisoft's Extreme Sports game. Yep, skateboarding coming to Riders Republic. The Crew Motorfest did show off some vehicles, and people that play The Crew 2 will be able to import their entire vehicle collection into Motorfest for free. That is pretty big news in itself. So if you play The Crew 2, The Crew Motorfest will be available to you 14th September 2023. And Assassin's Creed went VR, because Nexus is indeed on the way, and that'll be on MetaQuest 2. So Connor, Cassandra, and Ezo from the previous Assassin's Creed games will be shown there in that game. And of course, they did have to have a trailer to go with that, including Assassin's Creed Mirage. Well, it is Assassin's Creed. So Mirage is going to be set in Baghdad in the 9th century, and you'll be a young Basim assassin that was seen in Valhalla as a street thief, and you were saved by the master assassin, Roshan. And we'll see him rise as a fledgling assassin with some internal turmoil, and he will face his self-sacrifice fate and inner demons. They did do a little gameplay about that. But we end today with Star Wars Outlaws, and they did not have the gameplay trailer in the Xbox showcase. They did have it for Ubisoft Forward. Ubisoft, well, we'll get into this in the weekly show, but it did look interesting to me. Will it hold up? We'll find out in 2024. There'll be more news tomorrow, I guarantee it. Hopefully my coughing will end. But you can find us at GroupQuest on Twitter, and you can find us all on Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Like I said, we'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, people. So go play some games, will ya? Thank you.